The bill would let governors go to federal court to try and block the deployment of Wisconsin's National Guard. Supporters say the aim is to make sure those deployments are legal under the War Powers Act and have the backing of Congress. Ben Mansky of the Liberty Tree Foundation told a panel of state lawmakers that this bill would not give governors the power to block deployments to Iraq or Afghanistan just because they don't personally support those wars.
What it does is it looks to the authorizations of Congress, and it simply makes sure that when the executive branch is acting to federalize state National Guard troops from Wisconsin, that they are doing so pursuant to an authorization adopted by Congress. It provides a very, very small check to ensure, again, that we don't have a runaway executive.
The plan drew a skeptical response from some lawmakers who questioned whether one state should be delaying the deployment of troops while others are sending them. Marathon Republican Jerry Petrowski says it could hurt soldiers who are already in battle.
If we delayed sending the military resources that the troops in the field, already stationed in the field, need, we would be putting them at risk.
Backers are pushing similar bills in several other states. The Wisconsin bill has only Democratic sponsors at this point. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.